when God's people built them kind of a church, something like a church, like where we are. It's a little different. They made it a tent. And there were a lot of things in their church. We have things in this one, like we have this beautiful table and the baptismal font and those candles. We have a lot of things and pews that we sit in, a lot of things. And somebody had to make all of this stuff, right? We know who made some of it. Very special people made some of the things that are in our church. Guys, I'm going to read the story to you, and here's what I want you to do. When I'm reading, whenever you hear that somebody made something, would you clap your hands? You do that? When you hear the story that somebody made something for God's tent. Here we go. Here's the story. God said, "I have promised to be with you always. So build me a special tent." like one of your own. Make it of goatskin and line it with fine linen, scarlet, purple, and blue, and embroidered with figures of winged beasts. Make a courtyard. Make a courtyard around the tent for the sacrifices. And divide the tent. The inside of the tent with curtains to make two rooms. The inner room is to be set apart just for me. I want you to make a golden altar, a table, and a lampstand. Holding seven lamps for this part of my tent. There's a lampstand. I didn't mention this. Yeah, that's a menorah. That's a menorah. It's a little bit different from this story. They put it in here. I want you to make a box of acacia wood. The Ark of the Covenant, covered with gold in my special room to hold the tablets of my laws with. Make a lid of pure gold and two beasts of gold with wings. I'll spread to cover it. This is where I will be. The people did all that God said. They gladly gave their gold and jewels, silver and bronze, linen and animal skins for the tent of God. They brought oil for the lamps and spices to burn as incense and scented the air. And their best craftsmen set to work, spinning and weaving and dyeing, smoothing and polishing and engraving precious stones, beating and shaping the gold and silver. So God's tent was made to his design and very beautiful. Special room at the inside and the courtyard that everyone can go in. So this is how it is. God likes us to make beautiful things for him. Is that it? You're cold? Oh, okay. So God likes for things to be beautiful because God is beautiful. So that's our story for today. Let's pray. I'll say a word. Dear God, thank you for loving me so much. Thank you for being my friend. Help me make beautiful things for you. And help me be a beautiful person. In Jesus' name.
Let us pray.